Okay, today's daf is Psachim, daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, the last daf here in Maseches Psachim. And the Gemara, the last Gemara here in Maseches Psachim, talks about Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara talks about who says the bracha of Shechianu of Pidyon HaBen. Says the Gemara of Simloi, Iklal of Pidyon HaBen, Rav Simloi once came to a Pidyon HaBen, Boi Minei. They asked from him, Pshita al Pidyon HaBen, Asher Kedushan of Zavazivanu, al Pidyon HaBen, Avi HaBen Mavarech. The Birchas HaMitzvah on Pidyon HaBen, it's Pashut that the father makes the bracha of the bracha. Baruch, it's amazing. Rav Samoy came and they weren't sure about who to say the bracha. This is figuring out the halacha. So Baruch Shechianu v'kimanu v'yenu l'zman hazeh. What about Shechianu? So the Gemara is beferish that you say Shechianu by Pidyon HaBen. By Bris Mila, it's not beferish, and there's a machlokas rishonim. But for Pidyon HaBen, it's clear. So Shechianu is said, but the question is, who says it? Kohen Mevarech o Avi HaBen Mevarech? Is it the Kohen or the father? Kohen mevarech to kamati hana'a liyadei. Should we say that the Kohen makes the bracha because he gets the hana'a, he gets five slime? Oh, aviya ben mevarech. Or should the father of the boy make the bracha? Why did ka'avid mitzvah? Because it's his mitzvah and he's doing the mitzvah. He's fulfilling the mitzvah. Pidyon HaBen, right? Remember the Mishnah in Kiddushin. The father is a chiyuv. Lifdoso. So lo havi biyadei. So Rav Simloi did not know the answer. Asa shal be medrash. They asked the base medrash. Amule. They said, Avi HaBen Mevarech. The father makes both brachas shtayim. Ve'ilchaz Avi HaBen Mevarech shtayim. The father makes both brachas. The question that we'll deal with is about the essence of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen and related to, what's this question about? What's the real suffix about whether the father would make the bracha of Shechianu because it's his mitzvah, or the Kohen would make the Shechianu because he gets Hana? What might be behind this discussion? So let's travel through a couple of sugyas in Pidyon HaBen. So Tosfos discusses in Maseches Bava Basra on Daf Hey the discussion of whether we could assume that the father already gave the Pidyon HaBen or not, if we're not sure whether he gave it. The Gemara there has a machlokas, whether we assume that a person pays chiyuvim before the time or not. The Gemara has a machlokas, Reish Lakish and Abaye and Rava. Reish Lakish says, on Daf Hei Bava Basra, if a koveya zman l'chaveiro, v'amalo praticha b'doch zmani, if somebody owes me money, and he has 30 days to pay me, and I go to him on day 25, and say, pay me, and he says, I paid you already, b'doch zmani, I paid you a week ago. Eino neman, he's not believed. Why? V'alavai sheyafar bizmano. Halavai, a person should pay in the time. Do we assume a person pays within the time? So that we don't assume. But the Abaye and Rava, Dami Travaihu, Avdi Avid Inish Department Hozimne, sometimes people pay during the time. Zimnin de Bisrami Lezuze. Sometimes he'll get money during the time. Amar Ezel, if he says, I'm gonna go pay it to Hechel Nitrodun. So I'm not Tarud and he's not matrid me when the time comes. That's the machlokas of Abaye and Rava and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara quotes a couple of Mishnayos and other sources going back and forth either way. So Tosfos here quotes from the Gemara in Maseches Bechoros and Daf Mem Tes that Tosfos says, if you look at Maseches Bechoros, the Mishnah says that if you're not sure if the father paid Pidyon HaBen or not, so within 30 days you assume he did not pay Pidyon HaBen yet. After 30 days you assume he did. But what Maseches Bechoros, within 30 days you assume he did not. So doesn't that prove that a person, Chazaka, Ein Adam Poreh B'toch Zmano? Isn't that a kash on Abaye and Rava? Because Abaye and Rava say that a person sometimes pays B'toch Zmano, and here by Pidyon HaBen we assume he did not pay B'toch Zmano. So Tosfos says a couple of pshatim. The Omer Ri, Dehasam, Lo Shayach HaTaima. Litrogen. Right, the reason the Gemara says that Kihechad Litrogen, I don't want him to come and bother me after the time is up, that reason doesn't apply here. To have Mamon Shein Lo Tovim, because after all, by Pidyon HaBen, there is no specific Toveya. He owes the money to the entire Shevet of the Kohanim, but there is no specific Toveya. So what's Abaye and Rava Svara? He'll pay earlier because he doesn't want the guy to come and bother him. But if there is no guy that's going to come to bother him, so then he won't pay. And that's why, by Pidyon HaBen, specifically because it's Mamon Shein Lo Tovim, Abaye and Rava would agree that he does not pay B'toch Zmano. So that's Tosfos' first answer. But then Tosfos asked that if you look in Baba Metzia on Daf Kuf Beis, there's a problem, because the Gemara compares Pidyon HaBen to regular Chov cases. The Gemara asked there a question from Rabbi Yanai. Socher Omer Nasati. If the Socher, the renter, says, I already paid the money. Umasker Amalo Natali. Umasker says, I didn't get my money yet. Amilavi Raya. Who has to bring the Raya? The Gemara says, Emas Ibetoch Zmano. If it's within this month before the end of the month. Tanino. We already learned that we assume it wasn't given. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Bechoros. Chesed Shalom Nifta. V'hasha Echi Midami Lo LeBachar. Da'asam Lo Shach LeMeimar Lo Litrogen. So how could the Gemara compare the two? So how could you say Pidyon HaBen is different? So LaHach LaKach Tzorach Lomar. Tosva says the Bachar Nami Keter to the Mitzvah. Really, Litrogen does apply to Bachar. Right, it applies even there. Why? There's a tirda de mitzvah. Shetzorach miyad litain. There's reason magdimen. Because after all, he has a mitzvah. By day 30, he's not going to have anybody asking him, but he's going to have a chiyav mitzvah, and it's reason magdimen le mitzvah. So therefore, there's a tarid issue even by Pidyon HaBen. So Abaya and Rava were back to the question of even by Pidyon HaBen, you should say a person pays b'toch zmano, and therefore, why do we assume b'chetzka shalom nasan within 30 days? And that's why the Ri has to give another answer. Mefarish v'tamacher, he quotes another answer, that the hachak even the chayav lo v'isrami lezuzi parela b'toch zmano do literature of agabe b'chor, da'akati lo ichayav klal ad la'achar lamed yom. Maybe he's not chayav at all. V'shema yamus b'toch lamed v'ipater. Maybe he'll never be chayav. Maybe he'll never be chayiv, right? Because if the baby dies before 30 days. So that's a crucial question which we're not going to deal with. There are many sugyas in Pidyon HaBen. One of them is, when does the chayiv kick in fundamentally? So Tosfos says, well, he might not be chayiv if he doesn't live till day 30, and therefore he won't give it. He won't pay earlier. So again, so 2 days in Tosfos, whether tirda de mitzvah applies to Pidyon HaBen. First, actually, Tosfos assumes that it does not apply to Pidyon HaBen. It's mamash in l'tovim, so he won't pay. And then Tosfos says, no, maybe he would have the issue of tirda because of the mitzvah, as he's about giving the mitzvah. So then Tosfos goes into another answer. So is there something deeper behind the suggestions of Tosfos that first says there is no tirda de mitzvah, then Tosfos said that there is tirda de mitzvah, and he gives another answer. So let's continue and go a little deeper. Let's look at that Gemara Rishna and Gemara in Bechoras, and Naf Memtes. The Gemara there has a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Could somebody pay Pidyon HaBen within 30 days? What if he wants to? Itmar, says the Gemara, Memtes Manalf, Hapodes beno b'tosh lo shem yom, if somebody gives the money to the Kohen before 30 days. Rav amar beno padui, Ushmuel amar ein beno padui. Machlokas, Rav says it works. Shmuel says it does not work. So the Gemara clarifies. Tekulei alma me achshav ein beno padui. Everybody agrees that if a person says, me achshav, from now, I want to redeem my son on day 20, that does not work. La'achar shloshim yom v'istnuhu l'mo'os v'adai beno padui. If he gives it to him on day 20 and says, it should be nifta on day 30, and when day 30 comes, the money is still there, so then it for sure works. Right? That's after 30 days. The machlokas is, ki pligi la'achar shloshim yom, if he does the Maisa Nesina on day 20, he gives it to the Kohen, he says it should only be Chal on day 30, and on day 30 the money's not there anymore. Nesach Luhamos, something happened. That's the Machlokes. Rav says it works. Midi Dehavia Kedusha Isha. Just like marriage, if a man gives a woman money, a ring, money, and says Hiskachi Lachar Shloshim Yom, it works. Even if it's not nizach lo amos, hasam la vachagad nizach lo amos, havi kedushe. By marriage, wouldn't it work even if it's not there anymore? Hachanami lo shna. So too here, it shouldn't make a difference. That's Shitas Rav. So Rav says it works, even though nizach lo amos. Ushmuel amar alacha, no. Hasam biyodo lakacha me'achshav. Over there by marriage, he could really be mekadesh today. He's choosing to delay it, so that's why it's going to work, because it's biyodo. Hacha ein biyodo leftozo me'achshav. But by Pidyon HaBen, he can't be poted today, right? We said everybody agrees that if he tries to do it today, it doesn't work. The only machlokas is if it's la'achar zman, and it's achlo amos. So because he can't do it today, so he lacks that power. And then the Gemara adds the crucial line. V'yafa gav de kaimalan de kol hecha de pligi Rav Shmuel. And even though the usual rules of psak by Rav and Shmuel, hilchas akarav bi'isurei ukish Shmuel bedini. The halacha is like Rav when it comes to Isser v'heter, and like Shmuel when it comes to dini mamonis. And therefore, the Gemara, the Pasha of the Gemara is saying, and here, isn't it Isser? It's Isser v'heter, it's a mitzvah, and therefore we should pass on like Rav. Hacha hilchas akavasi de Shmuel. Even though usually we pass on like Rav b'Yisurim, here we'll be passing like Shmuel, that it does not work. It does not work. That is the Pasha's reading of the Gemara. It's an exception to Isser v'heter, right? Or could you read the Maskana differently? Well, let's go to the Rishash. The Rishash right here asks, he says, there's a Beferish Gemara elsewhere that says, Pidyon HaBen is Dini Mamonis. How do you classify Pidyon HaBen? The Gemara here, the simple understanding of the Gemara is that it's Isser v'Heter. It's Isser v'Heter, not just a Chov monetary law. So asks the Rishash, right here in Bechoros. Barash lo gasid, he says the Rush does not have this last line of Halachas Rabbi Suri Achabadine, and he says, Upaskarav midaitam da. It's Rachel Karabi Surei. Look at the Rush. The Rush passes like Rav because it is Isser. It is Isser. He passes like Rav. Va'ani Tama Amai Karele Isura. How could the Gemara even call it? The Rush does it, and the Argamar even has the Girsa. How could Argamar call it Isurei? Da Safik Bechar Adam Kaimalana Motzim Echaber Lavaraya. Look elsewhere. We say if somebody's a Safik Bechar, Safik Pigeon Aben, then it wasn't a variety. It doesn't have to pay because it's a suffik mamon. V'yavi isura ha'kaimel on suffik isura l'chumra. And if we would say it's a suffik isur, we should say suffik daraisa l'chumra, and therefore you should have to pay. So how could our gemara call it isur? V'ayin chul and kufla medala to isur sham lehedya. The suffik chala mikri suffik isura. The suffik bachar adam mikri suffik mamona. Look in chul and kufla medala. It's beferish gemara that bachar adam suffik pidgin aben is called suffik mamon. So this Gemara in Bechoros Daf Memtes, simple understanding is that it's a suffik, it's a case of, how do you classify Pidgin HaBen? Isser. And that's what the Gemara says, even though usually passing like Rabbi Yisurei, you pass like Shmuel here. But you might not have that Girsa. And also the Gemara in Chulin gives the other impression that it is a really a suffik mamon. As the Rishash pointed out, the Rush and the Rambam. The Rambam hold like Rav. Rambam hold like Rav. So, you know, what is our Gemara says, even though he passes like Rav, usually he passes like Shmuel, so it must be that a different Girsa. But our Gemara, the Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim, Perek Yudav, Alach Yudches, Misha Pada Bedo Betok Shloshim Yom, Im Amalo Me Achshav, Im Bedo Padui. If it's me'achshav. Im amar lo lachar shloshim yom b'no padui, v'yaf al pi she'en amos kayamin, lachar shloshim yom. Even if the money's not around anymore, still, we would say it is work. It works just like Kiddushin, and that is like the Shita of Rav. And the Ketzav Mishnah says it must be that they had a different Girsa. And Halacha Karav B'Isurei. If you look in the Mari Kirkus, though, right here on the Rambam, he has fascinating suggestions about how to put all this together. How to put all this together? How do you look at Pinyon Aben? Is it Dini Mamonis? Is it Isser? He doesn't quote this, but I'll just start off. There are a number of areas of Halacha that transcend and find themselves really in two worlds, right? Certain areas of halacha are in one world, right? You have halva, that's just dini mamonis. But you have eating kosher or not kosher, that's just isser v'heter. But then you have some that straddle two worlds, ribbis. Ribbis is dini mamonis, interest, but it's also isser v'heter, because it's an aveira. So that's why ribbis is in yaradeya, right? Even though it's not a kosher mishpat. Ksuba. Hilchas Ksuba, that's Dine Mamanis, and it's also Evan Ezer, because it has to do with getting married, right? Nida is Issa V'Heter, but it's also Tuma V'Tara. So various halachas, not too many, but a number of halachas, straddle the fence between two different worlds. So Pidyon HaBen seems to be another example of that, a Mamanis and Isser. But the Mari Kirkus here, that's the important source in this sugya, he has two suggestions. The Efshar Haya L'Chalik, Bein Pidyon HaBen L'Reishis HaGeis. Ela Hanacho Nirali. The Kishanu Misupakim Im Chayiv B'Pidyon O'Bereishis HaGeis. Anu Omer Amos Mechaber Alav Arayid Mamonahu. If we have a suffix, it starts off as suffix mamon. Right, you're not sure if you have a Pidyon HaBen or not, that's the Gemara Chulin. If you're not sure about Pidyon HaBen, Savig Mamona Hamas Mechal Avaraya. Avok Shu Chayiv B'Pidyon. But once we know a person is Chayiv in Pidyon, and the question is, did he do the mitzvah or not? B'Vadai V'anu Musupakim Hu Padui O'Eno Padui Isser Nikra Ze. Kivan She B'Vadai Chayiv B'Mitzvah. V'anu Musupakim Im Niftar O'Lo Niftar Lakach Eibono Padui. That's the first suggestion of the Mari Kirkus. It starts off as Mamon, and it becomes Isser. If we have a question of whether he's Chayiv or not, then Amos Rechal Avaraya. If we know that he's Chayiv to do it, but we're not sure if he did it, that's Suffig Isser. Similar to the Sugis, remember in Bamitzia, I think, Eni Yodeim Praticha, Eni Yodeim Nischayavti Lecha. If it's Eni Yodeim Nischayavti Lecha, then Pater. Eni Yodeim Praticha, I know there's a Chayiv, but I'm not sure if I paid you, so then that's Chayiv. So here, if you don't know if he's Chayiv, then it's Pater, because it's Suffig Mamon, and then it switches to Suffig Isser. Fascinating. Inami, or the second idea, Efshar, Diafagav de Mamona, who, Vianu Dan in Sveko, Lahakel, even though it really is Mamon at root, Kivan, Shiyesh Chi of Mitzvah Bedavar, Karinan Le Isura, Lifso Karabla Gabi Shmuel. It's really Dine Mamonis. But because there's a Mitzvah element to this Mamonis, it's enough to call it Isser to paskin like Rav. Daha mai to paskina karabi isure. Because after all, why do we paskin like Rabbi Isure? Ukishmo bedine hainu lefisha yadu baale hatalmud. Because the baale hatalmud knew sharavaya baki yoser bidvar shel isur. Because Rav was a greater baki in dvarim shel isur vaya yore la omko shel din. And he would go to the depths of the din when it comes to isurim. The Shmuel bidine mamanis. And Shmuel had that power by the name of Amman, it's given Shekain on Udanin Zeke Isser, given Sheishchiyav Mitzvah Bedavar. Because we assume, because this has an Isser Mitzvah element, so that's why Rav was Yori La'omek, Varisho Nacham. But I like the first shot better, says the Imari Kirkus, and again, it starts off as Mammon, and it goes to Isser. So this is the issue in Pidyon Aben. How much do we say this is a Mammonist issue? How much do we say this is an Isser issue? What's going on? So we know, as we said before, that Deres Elio, the Gra says in Shoftim, the three areas of Halacha, right? There's the areas of, there are six answers that you could give to any Halacha question, says the Gra. Mutter Aser, Chayef Pater, Tamei Tahar, right? Because there are three worlds. There's Tumah V'Tahara, there's Isser V'Heter, and there's Idim Amanus. And this straddles the fence between the two of them. And that's what makes it interesting how to categorize it. This issue might be related to the root of what Pidyon HaBen is trying to accomplish. Right, there are two suggestions that we can make, and it's fleshed out by the Achronim. Number one is the more radical suggestion, and that is the Bechor, when a firstborn is born, he's really Kadosh, literally. There's a certain type of status on the boy which needs to be removed. Take the word Pidyon literally. You have to be Podeh the boy. Is that what's happening when the father gives the money to the Kohen? He's really being Podeh his boy? Or do we say, no, is that, there's no status here. It's not like a karbon of Kedushas Bechor. No, there's a chiyuv mamon owed to Hashem's servants, to the Kohanim, to repay the salvation, right? He saved us years ago. That creates a monetary obligation. But it's not that there's an actual status of the child, right? So that's two different ways to understand it. And the question is, so what is it? So if you look in Bechor, a number of sources, look in Bechoras and Aftes, there is a fleeting havamina that the boy is Aser Bahana, like Petar Chamor. It doesn't last too long, but the Gemara has that Havamina on the top of Tezma Beis. V'lo hari b'char adam shetzorach p'diya u'mutter, ela yesh l'cha davar shekpida lov Torah b'seh u'mutter, u'mi ekpida, the Gemara continues, and gets it. So there's a Havamina. There's one stage of the Gemara that there's an Isser. And even Lamaskana, right, the famous Svarno, every Pidyon HaBen, somebody quotes the Svarno, and maybe Rebecca Kamenetsky's comment on the Svarno, where the Svarno says, the last line of the Svarno in Parshas Bo, what is the purpose of Pidyon HaBen? V'chol b'char b'nai avdeh, k'dei sheyiu mutarim b'avodas chol. So that, now the boy could do avodas chol. Sounds like up until that point, he had to do avodas kodesh. And now it's avodas chol, right? So Rabbi Kamenetsky, why is that such a celebration, right? Because the point is not to be born avodas kodesh. The point is to take avodas chol and then become kodesh. That's the purpose of life, not to be born. But again, you see from that svarno that there's a real status change. If you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos gives the impression that it's as if the boy mamish belongs to the Kohen, and you're being kona him back. Again, the language the Rambam uses is that it's a chiyuv mamon, but the concept seems to be that it's a status. Uki'ilu, says the Rambam, ubir lano anasina azos, eich tiyehu, v'shinifteyum na Kohen, uki'ilu hu kvar zachabo, v'nikneyu mimeno b'chamesh slime. It's ki'ilu, the Kohen was zochet to him, and we're buying him back. Right? Or another different big discussion, the Raman Yeradeya quotes the Rivash. And that is, what about using a shliach for Pidyon HaBen? Using a shliach for Pidyon HaBen. So says the Rivash, well, as the Rivash is quoted, right? If you don't look up the Rivash, then you just think of the Rivash says it. But the Ramah quotes, V'ein ha'av yachol eftos ha'idei shliach, v'mein gamein bezen podun aso v'lo av. So the Ramah quotes the Rivash, you can't be podeh, do Pidyon HaBen ha'idei shliach. The father can't make somebody a shliach to go do Pidyon HaBen. Good. If you look in the Shach and the Gra, they argue, of course, the Shliach could work, just like you have this discussion by Bris Mila, but the Shach here and others say, Zet Tamua, Dokaim Alam Mechala Torah, Shlucho Shaladim Kamoso. What exactly is the problem? And he says, and if you even look in the Rivash, Af Rivash Lo Kamar El Dolom Matzinu Shumchim and Torah La Adam Achar Shiyasa Atmo Shliach, B'makom Af. Right, the Rivash himself discusses that there's no chiv in the Torah on the father, acher sheyasa atzmo shliach, that you can make yourself a shliach, a makam av leftoso, im ena av rotsa leftoso. It's a detailed discussion, and even if you look further, the Taz says it's only the questioner in the Rivash that makes that suggestion, right? It's not the Rivash himself. Rabbi Kiva Eger right here on Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Shara Melech, right? We know Pidyon HaBen could work al yidei al tnai. So shlichus should also should be able to work. Almost the isa b'shlichus, isa b'tnai, less of b'shlichus, less of b'tnai. So Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes, interesting to answer that question of the Shara Melech, maybe there's two aspects to Pidyon HaBen, right? There's the Kinyan aspect that is subject to shlichus, and the Pidyon HaBen part of it that it's not. Again, highlighting a Kinyan element and an Isser element. Again, maybe the more it's a Chiyuv Mamon category, and just a Chovas Mamon to give to the Kohen, then of course it can be done through a Shliach. The more it's a Mitzvah type of idea, and an Isser type of idea, we might say it's somewhat more, you might say it's more personal. But maybe this could also be related to the Bracha, getting back to where we started today. The Rasha, then the Bechorah says, only the Av makes the Bracha. The Kohen who isn't doing anything, he's just getting the money. And the Rivash, in that same Tshuva, says, no, the Kohen makes the Bracha. He's being Makne, the son. Right? The Rivash, separate from the Shliach point, but the Rivash here in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph says, it's appropriate for the Kohen to make some, to be involved. Vashar Sha'alta, Lama Tiknu Bracha La Kohen, Bepidyon, Yoser Mi Bishar Manas Kuhuna, Kishazocha Behen, Vishloma, the Bishar Manas Kuhuna, Eina Osa Kohen Klum, Rakshazocha Be Matanos, Mishulchan Gavoa. What's the Kohen doing? He's not getting it, he's just getting the Matanos. Avo Bepidyon, Ava Vishena Osa Mitzvah, Kimoshin Nira Mehid Repsim Law. Even though he's not doing the Mitzvah, as the Argamara says, the last few lines of Psachim, he's not doing the Mitzvah, Mikal Makom, Zacha Beben, Vinosno la'av bepidyono. He's zoche to the son, and he gives it back to the son. Right, mamish, like the Rivash, that language that we saw in the Rambam. But either way, maybe that's all related to this question at the end of Maseches Pesachim. If the father, it says the father does the mitzvah, but the Kohen gets hana. If you say it's about mom and Israelis, then you can focus on the Kohen getting hana, because he gets the money. But if you focus on the Isser element, the Pidyon element, so maybe you'd focus on the father, because he's the one that's being podeh and kone his son back and changing the status. So again, that's one of the issues within Pidyon HaBen, fascinating mitzvah that hopefully we'll get to talk about again another time. We'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, these are the Shiurim on Maseches Pesachim.